Hey guys, it's the Chad Prather Show. It is Monday. It is March. What is the dadgum date? It is March 25th. Oh my gosh, it's already. It's Christmas time practically. I've got a new microphone. It may sound like crap. I don't know, but I'm going to get this out. I'm getting it out late because I did not get anything out on Wednesday. The To The Point episodes. Whew, I got to keep up with these things with my travel schedule. It's insane. I love doing them. I want to talk to you. Today I want to get something off my chest. I'm not going to shout about politics or the headlines or whatever's going on in culture. I want to get something off my chest about me, okay? So if you're still in, maybe you and I can do a little therapy session together, okay? We'll see. But thank you for tuning in to the show. I just got back from, we flew into Indiana, went to Illinois, went to Iowa, back to Indiana. It was a busy weekend. My buddy Zach Rushing was kind enough to let me come on that little stretch of his tour with him. It was a lot of fun, huge crowds, and was a blessing. Zach and I are going to do a few more things together this year. I think we're in Oklahoma, Miami. They don't say Miami, it's Miami, Oklahoma, and they like to stand out up there. And then we're going to be back in Danville, Illinois. Then we've got some shows coming up together. We're co-headlining at the theater. There is the Majestic or the Empire? I think it's the Majestic. We're going to be at San Antonio. And then we're going to be in Beaumont at the Jefferson Theater. So all those are coming up. WatchChad.com. I'm tired, but that's okay. You're tired too. We're all tired. That's the way God made us. God made us to get tired, and we do, and you're supposed to rest. Unfortunately, I haven't been resting a lot. I have not slept well in about 2 weeks. So pray for me. I just, there's so much going on. And I got to tell you, I'm excited. We're still getting throttled on YouTube. It's horrible. YouTube has that strike they say is going to fall off of our account after 3 years on April 2nd. I do not believe them. I just don't trust YouTube. We're working on another platform where we can put the show where you can go find it without any, you know, worries about the free speech issues or the algorithm issues or whatever we want to say. We are on Rumble. People keep asking. You can go and search Watch Chad on Rumble. We're trying to get the old Chad Prather Rumble page and Watch Chad combined. But, again, dealing with these people, it's just a matter of which person you can get that knows how to push the buttons. Speaking of pushing buttons, I'm tired, as I said, but, you know, here's the thing. You get to a point in life, and I'm going to see if I can help me and you both by talking about this, because I'm going to tie a knot with my tongue that I can't untie with my teeth. Okay, so we're going to hold each other accountable here. You ever get to that point where you just get away from the things that you know are right, or you get away from the things that you know will make you successful, or the things that have made you successful in the past, and it's like, I just don't want to do that stuff anymore. I want to go another direction, but yet you keep finding yourself dragged back to that thing. And it's that conviction, whether it's God putting it on your heart or just something in your mind keeps telling you, you know the right thing to do. You're just not doing it. So I want to encourage you today and just take another minute, because I've been in that place, right? You know, when I started out 10 years I've been doing what I'm doing now. I've always run my mouth. I've run my mouth for half a century now. My mother was never able to get me to shut up, and whether I was playing sports, whether I was in theater, whether I was competing, you know, academic, you know, decathlons, all these things. I was a part of all of these different things. Life for me has been a big competition, and I'm always about the numbers. I'm always about pushing. I'm always about doing something better. I'm always about thinking outside of the box, you know. And so for me, the last 10 years have been crucial. It's brought a lot of crazy stuff. I've been through a divorce. I've run for office. I've met so many celebrities, people of renown, people of note, really, really smart people, really, really pretty people, really, really successful people. And I've run the gamut on all of that stuff for the last 10 years. And all of that stuff started because I just sat in my truck and put my camera on the dashboard and started talking to the thing. And everywhere I go, I have people who say, Chad, we want you to go back into the truck and start talking in the truck again. And I said, well, I do that, but we get throttled so bad that people don't see it. I made a post the other day. A lot of people said, well, we just figured you just went away. Well, that's the nature of what we live in, right? So I am going to commit myself to doing more of those things. You got to dance with the one that brought you. And whatever that is for you, I don't know, but I bet you there's those of you out there who know the right thing to do and you're just not doing it. And something as silly as, hey, I'm going to record videos of me trying to be funny, sitting in the cab of a truck. I don't even find a dog to put in the back seat. I got Biscuit, who I've started recording this thing, and Biscuit walked right over in the freaking corner of this room in this studio, sniffed out a spot, started to pee. I should play that outtake of me screaming at her. God, 8 pounds of terror. But anyway, I'll throw a dog in the back seat, and I'll get back to doing those things. I'm going to, okay? I was heavily convicted after this week of spending some time with Zach Rushing, who does that. I like to think of myself as a pioneer who helped all of these boys get their career started in a truck with a camera on the dashboard. He was showing me some things, kind of the way the algorithms have worked and how social media is doing things these days. He's very dialed in. And so I was convicted. I was like, you know, I want to start doing some of that stuff. But I'll tell you, this podcasting thing, I love doing it. I love, you know, it's 8 years now of the Chad Prather Show. We started with Podcast One, went independent, wound up with Blaze, ended up independent again, well-ish. I'm with Mission Studios, some wonderful, wonderful folks that are helping me do this really incredible project. And I'm getting more chatter about this show than ever before. Carrie Lake texted me. She invited me to her event at Mar-a-Lago April 3rd. And we're going to be there. I'm on stage with Roseanne Barr, Jim Brewer. I do not deserve to be there, but I'm going to go do it. You know, they called me the other day and said, we're doing lunch on the yacht that day with some big donors. You know, we want you to be there. Can you make it? And I was like, you know, I've never turned down a big donor yacht invitation. So yeah, I think I'll come have some of your hors d'oeuvres. So I'm looking forward to that. Got a message from Megan Kelly the other day. They love the show. They want us to come on. They want me to come on April 15th, so I'm looking forward to that. What will I wear? What will I say? Oh, my gosh. Megan Kelly. That's going to be a good time. So many different things that are happening in my life that are just a blessing. People are talking about the quality of the show, the way it looks, the lighting, the camera, just how handsome I am, even though I've gained 10 pounds and it's all sitting on my face. But, you know, it's a blessing to do this, and I love doing the podcast. I want to do it better. I want to give you longer form conversations with some unique characters, some people out there who I'm supposed to be in Dallas right now today, had to turn around and come back because had some cancellations of some guests, and I said, I'm not driving all the way to Dallas to just twiddle my thumbs. So I came back in here, sat down in the studio, got this To The Point episode out, which, again, is not To The Point. But We were gonna film at the location up in Dallas rather than down here at the home studio. So turn around, you know, things life throws you a curveball. It is what it is. But we're trying to bring you some longer form conversations because people say, "Well, is your show gonna be at 6? Is it gonna be at 7?" Listen, it doesn't matter when my show premieres on YouTube. You could tune in and watch it anytime. I want to give you a couple of hours of conversation. You know, if I'm having a conversation with a Hollywood actor or a comedian or a politician or a commentator or, you know, just, you know, anybody, somebody in my life, I want you to have about 2 hours to delve into that conversation and just be a fly on the wall and hang out with us. And we're figuring it all out, you know, and we're having a blast doing it. So from, you know, between the podcast and the live shows, watchchad.com is where all the fun stuff is. Going out and about, meeting people, doing the social media videos, doing the sketch videos, trying to figure out algorithms between Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, all the stuff. There's a lot of things going on, and it's a good time. It's a good time. It's a lot of fun. You know, I'll be in Granbury, Texas, doing a music show Friday night. We'll be in Waco, Texas, doing a comedy show Saturday night. Easter morning, I will be back in time for church, and you know, on to the next. We'll be rocking and rolling. So We're having a blast. We're having fun doing it. I want to encourage you, though, to dance with the one that brought you and get yourself centered, get yourself recentered. That's what I'm trying to do because I've been, you know me, I get a little depressed. Like, and there's no rhyme or reason to it, no rhyme or reason to what, you know, if you've dealt with depression, it's a chemical thing, man, and it's not always, sometimes it can be circumstantial, but with me, it's not that. My circumstances can be fantastic. And CJ looks at me and goes, what in the world is wrong with you? You have so many blessings, so many good things going on in your life. But that's the nature of depression. Depression hits you, and I got to admit that I've been wrestling with some things in recent days and months. And it's a wrestle. It is a demon. And you've got to fight this thing in your way. You've got to figure out with your professionals, with your people, with your prayer, how you need to properly address it. But I want to get past this thing where men don't want to talk about being depressed. Men don't want to talk about getting just sad. Hey, let's just call it what it is, fellas. Come on, let's just call it what it is. Sometimes you feel sad. I mean, how is it that you can feel all of these other emotions? All of these freaking emotions. You can get excited. You can cheer at a baseball game. You can scream. You can yell at the TV. You can go out with your buddies and woohoo. You can go to the concerts. You can do all of these things and feel all of these emotions. But somehow we're supposed to believe that you guys are impervious to sadness. You're impervious to getting depressed or getting down or discouraged. Stop. Stop it. You have lied to yourself. You're not fooling anybody else. We know that you go through this stuff. Your wives, guys, hey, listen, your wives out there, your wives know that you're a big titty baby. You're a cry baby, okay? I'm going to tell you what it is. Sometimes we break down. And we don't want anybody in the world to see us. We don't want the world to see our angry outbursts. We don't want the world to see the negative things that come out of us. We don't want them to see our sad face. We want to put on that big brave face. And listen, I believe testosterone's a powerful tool, man. It's a great hormone. It's a beautiful thing when it's harnessed. It really is, man. Nothing more powerful than a man with meekness, power under control, who knows how to keep himself in check. I'm telling you, for thousands of years of human history, throughout millennia, that testosterone, you've heard me say it on stage many times, it's what's made men leave the cave, club something over the head, drag the carcass back, and either eat it or marry it. That's testosterone. It's the reason there's 8 billion people on the planet. Testosterone drives us. Testosterone makes us men. It puts the hair on our bodies, and it's such a powerful thing. And sometimes it starts to drop, and sometimes we start to feel a little weird. And, you know, it's whether it's testosterone or a chemical imbalance in your brain, whatever's going on, guys, you are a human being. You are frail. Your muscles aren't going to last forever. And one of these days, things are going to start to give out. Some of you are feeling that right now. I know my demographic. I know who's listening to this show. We got the 40 to 65-year-old American demographic nailed down. I know that. You may be listening in Canada. You may be listening in Britain. You may need a translator to hear what it is I'm saying. But I'm telling you, you men are not as strong as you think you are. And there's nothing wrong with that. So as we're heading into this Easter week, I want you to consider Jesus. And I'm not going to preach at you about making some kind of religious decision. I just want you to consider the historic Jesus, a guy who is well documented that he existed 2,000 years ago, lived in Palestine, and this guy had followers, he had teachings, they're well recorded, well documented. In fact, he's one of the most documented human beings in all of human history. People will look at Julius Caesar's Gallic Wars that he wrote, 2,000 years before Jesus existed. Nobody questions whether or not Julius Caesar existed or if he wrote Gallic Wars or what he did. But Jesus comes along and everybody wants to start to doubt. Oh, are we sure? I heard Joe Rogan ask Kid Rock on his show, how do you know he existed? He knows because he's a documented historical person. But listen, the example of Jesus, whether you choose to embrace it or not, and I wish you would, but I'm not going to push you there. That's between you and God. Let me tell you, the example of Jesus, who laid aside his glory and became a man and walked among us, touched with our infirmities, is what the writer of the New Testament said, so that he could be sympathetic with your pain, with your sin, with your struggles. Jesus, who laid aside all of that strength, honor, glory, to become a man, a clay vessel, and walk among us, live among us, and was a picture in many ways of sacrificial weakness, while at the same time was the strongest person that's ever existed. That's the example. You can show meekness, you can show gentleness, you can show kindness, all the while being completely, totally in control. You can weep. The shortest verse in the New Testament is over the death of Lazarus. Said Jesus wept. You say, well, that's a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of weakness. But to be able to take that as an example and say, listen, The one who conquered everything also demonstrated what it was to serve, what it was to give, what it was to be broken, what it was literally to be crucified. Okay? He allowed himself to be murdered at the hands of unrighteous men so that unrighteous men could be made righteous. And he conquered all of that. So I want that example as we head into this week, this Easter week, as we approach Good Friday and then Easter Sunday. I want you to consider those things because you can be a big, strong man, and it's okay to still be broken. In fact, I don't think that God uses anybody that hasn't been broken. What is the old saying that we're like tea bags? We're not good for anything until we've been in some hot water. So God breaks us on purpose. Allow your brokenness to be used. You may need to apologize to some people. I was reading some stuff last night on depression. And in the article, it was talking about ruined relationships. And that's the hardest part right there, because when you get in a manic place, when you get in a place where you start driving people away from you, it's because you start thinking that nobody should carry your burden, that you should just be responsible for your burden, and nobody else should have to be weighed down with that. That's a hard thing, man. That is a sad and lonely place to live your life. And I get it, though. I get it because you feel guilty. You feel like you should be the better person. You know, people came around, your friend, your wife, you know, these people in your life, they know you. You always want to be the best person out there. They know you. They fell in love with you. They became attracted to you. They were drawn with you because they saw the best you. And then all of a sudden, now you're seeing the worst you, and you don't want to convey that into their lives. And so what do? You drive them away. Now, there's a lot of circumstances and scenarios that could play into this, nuances to these situations. So I'm giving you kind of a 30,000-foot view here. We drive people away because we don't want them to see our weakness, and we also don't want them to feel responsible to carry the burden that we can't control ourselves. So I want you to drop that for a little bit. And the people that love you don't expect you to be perfect. You're the only one on that performance treadmill. You're the only one that's doing that to yourself, okay? Nobody else has told you to run that fast, you know, climb that high. Nobody else has told you to do those things. You are the one that's beating yourself up. The other people, they're not doing it. If they are, they're just frustrated. They love you. They may say, you know, they wring their hands. They say, well, I don't know what to do with you anymore. And they don't deserve to live like that. But that's why I say, listen, first of all, stop trying to isolate yourself. God gave you a pack. God gave you people. God gave you a community. He wants you to live in that. If God is Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, if I am body, soul, and spirit, if I am a community within myself, then God designs me to live in a community outside of myself as well. So your inner people, you know, your list of best friends. I know for a fact that at any given time, I can pick up the phone, I can call Steve Helms. And he'll come running. Party foul Steve Powell, he will come running. Sarah Gonzalez will come running. I have those people in my life who are that close to me. You know, people that I haven't seen in years. I can call Lou Kramer in North Georgia, and he may respond. He'll get back, just maybe not that fast, but he'll get back. And I know if I get, you know, whatever, I have those friends in my life. You do too. I promise you, you are not as alone as you think you are and you've taught yourself to feel. You're not. So take a deep breath, okay? I've told people for years, I said, listen, you need to discover your doctor. You need to discover, you know, your community. You need to discover your God. And you need to talk to those people. If it's a therapist, if it's a doctor, if it's medication, if it is prayer, if it's recentering, if it's getting back to the basics of, as I said earlier, dance with the one that brought you, recenter yourself. And I'll tell you another thing that I told myself back when I was 18, 19 years old, and when I started college, I realized something. It was a pivotal, illuminating moment of wisdom in my young life when something just popped into my head and I said, I am a terrible chooser. I always choose the wrong thing. So God, you got to make the choices for me. I really try to not, you know, slam open my own doors. I kind of wait for them to open for me. So I'm just encouraging you guys, embrace your community, embrace your people, embrace your faith, embrace your brokenness. I'm not telling you to be a victim. I'm not telling you to manufacture oppression or be a navel gazer. I'm not telling you to walk around with your nose in the dirt. Oh, woe is me. Stop with the Eeyore mentality, okay? Just because it rains today, man, that's a blessing. Just because it clouded up, it ain't your fault. So relax, people, relax. I'm talking to you men. I'm talking to you men, man to man. As a guy who can admit his weakness, his frailty, his faults, his screw-ups, and I mean I have massive screw-ups in life. Somebody sent me a message the other day from a Google number where they could remain anonymous, and they said, you know, you think that you could do all the things you did in your past, you just turn around and talk about God today like nothing ever happened. And I'm like, you know, I don't know who that person was. I'm not even going to speculate, but they're right. I have done some horrible things in my life. But you know, those are years ago. Those are things, you know, we've all done those things. I will not allow the stupidity of my past to determine my destiny today. I'm not going to let it determine my self-worth. I'm not going to esteem myself based on other people's opinions. If the approval of men can make you, the rejection of men can destroy you. So treat both of those imposters the same thing. Because you know what? Those people are dealing with their own struggles. There's not a single person, listen to this, who can look at me or look at anybody else and say that that person has more problems than you know. You can't be sitting out there. That person can't sit there and criticize you knowing that they're not perfect either. So screw them. Literally. Let them go. It's okay. Take the naysayers and put them over there in the puppet gallery, in the peanut gallery, where they belong. They're going to shout at you. And I'll tell you this, you'll never find anybody doing better than you criticizing you. That is a fact, man. So get those people that pull you up, not the people that pull you down. Don't listen to the negativity. You've screwed up, all right? Let's just get it out. Let's just get it out. You've cheated. You've lied. You've stolen. You've been a poor steward. You've lusted. You've touched women you shouldn't touch. You've said things to women you shouldn't have said. Let's be honest, guys. Come on. You're beating yourself up because something's happened in your life. Oh, my God. Guess what? You're a man. You're a man. You're a man who makes poor choices, poor decisions. You do dumb things. And, you know, you're going to spend the rest of your life beating yourself up over that, condemning and convicting yourself. Let's stop. Let's just stop. Let's just stop. You screwed up. Guess what? So have I. Guess what? Those people that are judging you, they have to. You see those perfect people on TV? They've done it. They've messed up. So I want you to forgive yourself. Don't let the bitterness settle in on you. Go read Hebrews 12 if you really want to dive into some scripture. Read the first part of it. It says, do not let that root of bitterness spring up in you, and so doing it defiles many. It talks about running that race that's set before you. Set before you. It's not the race set before others. You got to stay in your lane. Looking unto Him who is the author and finisher of our faith. Not looking at the person running next to you or concerning with who's in front of you or who's behind you. You stay in your lane. You run the race set before you. You. And then start acting your way into feeling when you can. Don't worry about feeling your way into acting. My God, that is a recipe for suicidal disaster. I got to go. Sean Spicer is going to call me in a minute. That's cool. I got to do his show this morning. So I got to jump on, make sure the camera's working, and go beat this dog, man. Walked right over there in the corner and took a piss in front of me. Biscuit. What's wrong with you? God. I think God made your skull too small for your brains. I really do. He crammed them in there anyway, and here you are looking. Don't wag your tail. Don't you look at me with those big eyes. Don't you roll over. I do not want to see your belly. Hey, guys, go to PratherTees.com. Talk about doing things that I love, making T-shirts, and haven't sold many of them in the last year and a half, 2 years. We just kind of put that on the back burner, but I'm bringing it back. This is one of my passions in life. I love doing apparel, T-shirts with a message. So we're bringing back the old Prather Tees, P-R-A-T-H-E-R. That's my last name. Tees, T-E-E-S, T-E-E-S, PratherTees.com. Go over there, check it out, and we're closing some stuff out. What that means is we have a ton of inventory from way back, some of the classics, the Unapologetic Patriot, the 1776 shirts, all of these different things. We have a few of them on the site, but we're selling bundles. And what that means is you go in, you can pick a $50 bundle, $100 bundle, $150 bundle. You're going to get a big old box of stuff, okay? And in that box of stuff is going to be some cool stuff. Now, what you do is when you buy your box, you buy your bundle, you're going to choose your size. You don't get to pick which shirts we send you. There'll be some of the classics. Just trust us on that. But there are some shirts we need to get rid of, and that's what we're doing. Now, what we're going to do, because for me, the space is more important. I need the space back because we're building some huge things. A large portion of what we're doing, we're going to be using it not only for, just for not for charity so much as we're going to be blessing some people, which I guess you could call charity. But we're not doing it for like nonprofits. We're going to bless some people. I've got some kids that are struggling with cancer. We're going to take them hunting. Zach Rushing and I have already arranged it. We're going to do the little hunt of a lifetime thing. We're going to take them hunting, and we're going to bless some. We're just going to bless some people, man. And it's going to be fun. And my heart goes out to these kids. My heart goes out to veterans. You know that. All the things that we can do just to bless these folks. My heart goes out to these single moms. We're just going to do some things for them. So when you buy a bundle, just know that we're going to keep enough money to run the operation and pay the employees. But we're going to send some stuff to take care of some folks. So PratherTees.com. And drop me a line. Go do me another favor. Jump on Facebook, jump on YouTube, and just type my name in the search engine, Chad Prather. Type it, hit enter, search my name, and let's refresh the algorithm to remind Facebook and the overlords that are out there in big tech that Chad Prather still exists, and maybe you might start seeing these truck videos come back. So we'll see what's up. I love you guys. God bless you. Watch Chad.com. I'm in Granbury, Texas, Friday night with the Ragamuffin, Saturday night with Jesse Payton in Waco. Jesse and I are also going to be in Canyon Lake again at Goofy's. That's April 6th. So get some tickets. Come hang out with us. You're a blessing to me, and I try to be a blessing to you. I love you. God bless you. And hey, guys, it's going to be all right.